Thank you for calling Patterson Park. This is Sandra. May I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Sissy Rich, please?
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Sissy.
Hi, Sissy. This is Dimitra Janikoulias. I'm calling
How
you
are
at
you?
our appointed hour.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Once again, thanks so much for agreeing to do this interview to talk about your experiences with the Wisdom of the Elders program.
Okay.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing a program replication manual, like a written manual to help other communities replicate the program elsewhere. So we're so glad that you're helping us out with this project. And I'm going to run through some questions.
Okay.
Before we begin, do you have any questions for me?
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll just jump right in then.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'll start by asking you a few questions about the planning and the day-to-day operations of the program. And again, this is from 2012 to 2015 at
Okay.
Patterson Park. Okay. So first off, were you involved in the planning of the Wisdom of the Elders program? And if so, how?
I didn't come in until 2013, 2014, because I had retired from being a teacher, and then I came along in the program. I wasn't at first.
Okay.
When I first started the program, I didn't come until a year later, because I think they started in 2012.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
And then I came aboard 2013, 2014.
Okay. How did you get involved in it?
A superintendent at the time was Tom Sage, and I was working with the kids at first, and then we were talking, and I told him, I said, I think I can do more than just work with the kids, even though I had a background in PE and minored and certified in special ed. I said, I would love to work with seniors. And he said, Sissy, I think you would be great with seniors. So they had this program already developed, and I don't know what happened to the person before me, but then he said that would be a great position for me, and then he put me in that position as a staff member over that program.
Wow, that sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Lucky that you had these conversations and got involved the way that you did, and they saw your potential. Yeah. Were you involved in the day-to-day operations of the program?
The program only met once a week on a Thursday, and that was from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
But doing what they're supposed to be doing along the way and getting the materials and talking to the presenters, I would do that. And I would call people on the phone to make sure that they carry out their responsibilities, and I had mine taken care of on my end.
Okay. So it sounds like your role was a lot of coordination and making sure all the moving parts were moving.
Because I've done other things in the center besides working with this program. Yeah.
Right. What's an example of that? What's a specific example of some of the things that you did, some of this coordination?
Well, I have known the presenters all along. I know Mary Watkins because she used to be a teacher and I was a teacher. And I met the Hodges a long time ago when they were selling their portraits. And Dr. Smith was my doctor. I found out that he was a part of the program as well. And like I said, I would get in touch with them before we started the program, because it started like in October and went to May. So I would keep in touch with the presenters, and then we had to, I had to call them in for a meeting and see what kind of projects that they were going to set up for the year.
Right.
And after we did that, then I talked to my people and told them that we need money to get all this stuff taken care of so the participants can get their projects taken care of within their year's time. So we got to have money for food because they got to have lunch. And within those 4 hours time that they need to do their projects and stuff, they were very cooperative with me. Because once I set up my mind to do something and they decided to, you know, this is going to be a great project. So it turned out well.
Yes. Yes, it did. It did. How often did you meet with the staff working on the workshops? I mean, were there any in-person meetings, or was it mainly conversations on the phone or in emails? How did that communication work out?
Oh, they would come to the center. We would have a meeting like every 3 weeks to make sure that they're going to have everything that they needed and what they were going to do step by step while they were teaching. Because we always started off with Mary Watkins, and she did genealogies. And then she'd take a certain amount of months. And then after genealogy, there was art, and they would take a certain amount of months. And then Dr. Smith only wanted the month of May. All Thursdays in May for the church information that they gathered.
Okay.
Motillion. He said, that's all I need. I just need four days within a week. On that Thursday, and I will be through. They have already, you know, decided from year to year what the participants are going to work on. Because I asked them, I said, y'all need to brainstorm, do something different, and every time it has worked out so far. So
right.
A lot of stuff out there.
Yeah. So some of the things that you needed to do working together to prepare for the workshops, did these include things like supplies, setup, like room, getting the setup? Like what other things were involved in the preparation?
Mainly what you said, and me deciding what they're going to have for lunch. I would, you know, decide on the menu, and then I would go pick up the food and then prepare the food for them to eat on that Thursday. Because I told them that every Wednesday is my shopping day. And then before the next person would start on their activity, we'll go shopping for their supplies for what they need. They would give me a list, and I would have to know how many on that list that you need and the different colors or whatever that is that you need for your supply. Yes.
Got it.
These are people that have been around for a while, and they know their job well. So they just tell, I just tell them, I will go with you shopping to pick up the stuff because I have to fill out a PO for the stuff, and then the city pays for the supplies, and then I will bring them back and put them in my office. And then when they come in on Thursday morning, I get the supplies out that they need, and then they can set up their tables. And then the participants go to work.
Right. Did you work with other staff at Patterson Park and any meetings with the staff there specifically? Or did you mostly just need to meet with the facilitators, the workshop leaders?
I'm the only staff person that does what I do. And I just mainly had to meet with the coordinators. They had plans. And then later on after that day, I would just talk to my superintendent, tell him what went on, and that's just about it.
Okay. So you...
I'm the only one here that that was designed to work with this program.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm only going to do what I do.
Okay, yes, yes. You are one of a kind, yes.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying to make sure that everything goes right and everybody's pleased.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'll ask a few questions about working with the program participants. Can you describe, do you remember what the participant attendance was like week to week?
In the beginning, we have a list that they're supposed to sign up every time they come in to the class. It has been great because this is stuff that they like doing, and then they like coming with their peers and talking to them and looking at the things that they have made.
Right.
And basically it has been good, except for, you know, times when they can't come because they got a doctor's appointment or either they got sick. But the attendance has been good.
So a rough count, was this maybe how many people a week on average came?
Maybe about 20. And in the program I have 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is great, 20 people.
Because most of the time if they're out sick or something, then, yeah, of course they can't come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much they love coming, so they try to make sure they come on Thursdays.
That's wonderful. Yeah. How was participant attendance tracked?
Oh, like I said, they come in, they sign in every Thursday.
Okay, right.
I have a sign-in list, and they have to sign up. I said, make sure that you all have signed in, and then I ask the people before the class is over, make sure you sign in on my paper, so yeah.
Okay.
It that way.
Got it. Got it. Were there any sessions that needed to be canceled?
Yes, because of weather.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, at their age, they don't want to come out, and I don't blame them. And in the past, it has been really cold, like in the 30s or something, and then I would have to cancel. On a Tuesday or something, I said, bad weather's coming in, we're going to cancel, and then we'll just see if we need to add on at the end, if we need some more time for the sessions.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing, just the weather situation.
Right. And were you able to make up any of those sessions that were canceled?
Oh, the year before last, yeah, it was cold. And then, like I said, on Thursdays, it wasn't a problem. So, like I said, I just went to my superintendent, and he said, yeah, y'all can come because we could make it up on a Saturday if we had a place to go on a Saturday here at the center or on a Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't a problem.
Okay. In your opinion, was there anything that could have been done further to make it easier for people to participate in the program?
To make it easier?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it could be easier because people are people and, you know, I don't know. They have to make up their own mind whether they want to participate or not. And the hardest thing that I've come across is I don't have any men. I got 2 men in the whole program every year. I don't know how we can make that easier. It's always good because the women will show up, but the men won't.
Interesting. Interesting.
Well, I don't know because I would, at the end of the session, like in May and before October, before everything starts back up, I send flyers to different churches so I can get more people in the program. Because it seems like that year after year, we still got the same people. But that's good, but I want more people because I want the program to increase.
Mm.
but it's definitely hard to get me in this program.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why there aren't more men.
I don't like doing stuff like that, working with the hands. Not unless it has to do with wood or metal or something. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. But that has always been a problem with the
right.
program.
Interesting.
Getting men to come.
Okay. Well, that's really good for us to know that maybe sometimes the activities are more appealing to women than to many men. Right. Right. So you mentioned that as it's a kind of a challenge that many more women than men participate, and then getting more people to participate is also a challenge, like increasing the number of people. Were there any other challenges that you saw and experienced?
No.
Nope.
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay.
I'm an easygoing person. And to me, you have to get to know people. And these are the people that knew my family, knew me growing up. So I knew them and they knew about me. So they were glad that I came aboard.
Yeah.
After I retired as a teacher. So it was fun to me. It really was.
Yeah. If you didn't know them, you know, if you were a brand new person, recently moved to Murfreesboro, brand new staff person, and didn't have those relationships, do you think it would have been harder to do? Would it have taken longer to be successful? What are your thoughts on that?
That also reminds me that you just have to know what your personality is and how to get along with people. Mainly, first, I was a people person anyway, even if they didn't know me, because I did get new people in, and they didn't know me and my family. So I think you can kill people with kindness and get anything that you need.
Mm.
You can find out a lot about different personalities if you know how to talk to a person.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that is not hard at all.
Hmm. Not for you.
Hey, people make stuff hard. It's just not so. I don't know. I've never come across that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when I took a new job as being a teacher, I just came in and I was always myself. Gotta always be yourself.
That sounds like great advice. Okay. Just a couple more questions.
Okay.
And let's see. In your opinion, can you think of anything else that could have been done to improve the program in any way? This could be like logistically, schedule-wise, the type of activities, how to reach out to people, like anything.
Anybody can work out anything if you have kinks in a program or whatever. So, like I said, I didn't have any of those problems. Because if anything that I needed, like I said, I would talk to my supervisor and I'd go, this is what's needed in order to make this program to be as successful as it is. This is what we got to do. And I have a plan for that. So, I don't know. I can't answer that one. I really can't. So generally, I always get what I need. I can't to nobody else. Because like I said, if I got a plan, I got an idea, I just push it across my supervisor and then see what he thinks about it. And he goes, yeah, we can try that.
Oh, you've got a great supervisor. Yeah.
I do. I really do.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Tom was a good one as well before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
we had a meeting with Russell. Sissy is my right-hand man. You better treat her right because she knows what she wants and goes after it. So I'm just that kind of person. I don't know.
You are powerful. You're a powerful woman.
I try to be, but it's just a nice way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're genuine, so it works well for you. A genuine person.
I'm
People
fair.
Can see that.
I'm definitely fair. I might, like I said, somebody told me, said, you're harder than I am. But I said, I might be, but I'm fair. I try to be fair.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else, any other information that you think it's important for us to know about when we write this manual? Like advice you'd give to other people?
This will be a great program for anybody in any city if once they get it started. And see, mainly it's for African-American people, but anybody of any nationality can join. As long, like I said, as long as those ladies and gentlemen know that they can come once a week and do something for their mind and their physical health, for them to release any kind of anything that they have that's going on with their body, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And I think that this program came at the right time. And definitely it was at the right place because of that Patterson. Because, see, after that we started rebuilding Patterson, the older people thought that they couldn't come to Patterson because we didn't have anything for them. And that's when this program came along and taught them differently, and there was a different kind of mindset because they didn't know anything about computers and working on computers and doing stuff because they didn't have any at their house. Most of them didn't. And then when they came and then they found out that, yeah, you got some help. We can teach you how to get on the computer and do these things. And then they just loved it. And we hope that this continues. And then, like I said, if anybody else in any other city, it's going to be great. Because after this year, these ladies are putting their genealogy stuff in the archives. For their families and for their children's families. And they will have all of that information.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm developing that book at the end of May. And it's going to our archives here in Murfreesboro.
Perfect. That's so great to hear.
Oh, yeah. And this is about stuff that they have known all their life and they have collected, and it's going to be preserved, and then anybody that wants to read it can.
Mhm. Yeah.
And see stuff like that. It's priceless.
It sure is. It sure is priceless.
It really is.
Yeah. All right, Sissy. I think we are all wrapped up. Thank you so much for your time and for your words and your thoughts.
All right.
This is really
no
good
problem.
Stuff. Really helpful.
If you need something else, just give me a call.
Oh, we will.
All right.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Thanks again.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.